Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto,
chapter 73,
text 21. There's just translations, about 10 of them. What I'll do is I'll read to the end of the chapter the translations, and tomorrow's verse can be read. Chapter 74, text 1 of tomorrow's verse.
Bhavanta eta dignaya
Bhavanta eta dignaya
Dinyatyu atyam antava
Dinyatyu atyam antava
Vanyajan purvarayuktaha
Vedic sacrifices. and with clear intelligence protect your subjects in accordance with the principles of religion. Please repeat. Understand that the material body and everything connected with it
have a beginning and an end.
Worship me by Vedic sacrifices. And with clear intelligence, protect your subjects in accordance with the principles of religion. Text 22. Santa Vita Pradat Antam Sukam Dukkama Bhavaho Paptam Paptam Tasvevanto Machitta Vachirasiti. As you live your lives, beginning the generation of progeny, and encountering happiness and distress, birth and death, always keep your minds fixed on me. Text 23. Udashinas Tadevyada Atmarama Vikavartama Maya Vayeshvana Samya Mamante Brahma Yashikam. Be detached from the body and everything connected to it. Remain self-satisfied, steadfast to keep your vows, while concentrating your minds fully on me. In this way, you will ultimately attain me, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Shishukavacham Yivyakishyam Nina Krishna Bhagavan Bhuvaneshwara Tesham Nyayukta Purusham Sriyo Majana Karmani. Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus instructed the kings, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Master of all the worlds, engaged male and female servants in bathing and grooming them. Saparyam Karyam Yasya Sahadevi Nabhata Naradi Vokikari Vastra Bhushanai Sravilekhanai. O descendant of Bharat, the Lord then had King Sahadev honor them with offerings of clothing, jewelry, garlands, and sandal paste, all suitable for royalty. Bhoja Yitva Varanina Susnaptam Samalantam Bhogasta Vividar Yukam Kambuladyar Ripochitai. After they had properly bathed, and adorned, Lord Krishna saw to it they died in excellent food. He also presented them with various items befitting the pleasure of kings, such as betel nuts. Next verse. Honored by Lord Mukunda, and freed from tribulation, the kings shone splendidly, their earrings gleaming, as the moon and other celestial bodies shine brilliantly in the sky at the end of the rainy season. Next verse. When the Lord arranged for the kings to receive them chariots drawn by fine horses and adorned with jewels and gold and pleasing them with various gracious words, he sent them off to their own kingdoms. Next text. Thus liberated from all difficulty by Krishna, the greatest of personalities, the kings departed and they went, and when they went, they thought only of him, the Lord of the universe and of his wonderful deeds. Next text. The kings told their ministers and other associates that the personality of God had been done, and then they diligently carried out the orders he had imparted to them. Next text. Having arranged for Bhishma Sain to kill Jarasandha, Lord Keshava accepted worship from King Sahadev and then departed with the two sons of Krishna. Text 32. When they arrived in Indraprastha, the victorious heroes blew their conch shells, bringing joy to their well-wishing friends and sorrow to their enemies. Next text. The residents of Indraprastha were very pleased to hear that sound, but they understood that now the king of Magadha had been put to rest. King Yudhisthira felt that his desires were now fulfilled. Text 34. Bhima, Arjuna, Janardhan offered their respects to the king and informed him fully about what they had done. And the last text. Upon hearing their account of the great favor Lord Keshava
had mercifully shown him, King Dharmaraj shed tears of ecstasy. Yet he felt such love that he could not say anything. Thus ends the purport of the humble service of divine grace, A.G. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the 10th canto, 73rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Lord Krishna Blesses the Liberated Kings.
Om Ajnana Sindaram Dasyam Janandana Salakkayam Chakshuram Laditam Yena Tamai Shri Ravane Namaha Shri Chaitanya Haro Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutadai Swayarupapitam Ayandara Vishwadatantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha-kipasandhu-vinikasa-purijana-phala-nebhyo-vaishya-devi-namo-namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadamana Shri Abhati Guru Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Kampurodhi Vatulam Kvandu Lampa Ayakiri
So you all have just finished a transcendental marathon of service. How many devotees here went out and did some form of distribution for the marathon? Pretty much most of the devotees right now. It's always amazing after a marathon that there is a special sense of family spirit. Because we're actually working in harmony with the Parampara. We're actually getting mercy coming in Parampara. So I noticed you're very fortunate in this sense. You conclude your marathon by the Jnanyatra celebration. Of course, yesterday there was a bit of a Prasada Seva celebration. I heard very nicely. Half the devotees came after 7 o'clock. We're reading here a very wonderful description how after the Lord had killed Jarasandha and delivered the kings, that their place in a position of desperation slash separation. We see the prophet Krishna consciousness has various facets of sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. And if we note, especially during a marathon, you can note whether you're a pujari on the altar, you're distributing books, you're raising donations to facilitate the preaching, various fields of service, that you each are going through different trials, different tests, different obstacles. Because you see these types of marathons, of course the marathon means eternal service to the Lord. But sadhanakara, bhajanakara, murti janivur. That whatever marathons you go through, your bhajan, through your life, it'll be tested at the time of death. So those who have had some experience after yearly marathons, remember the different individual difficulties, or shall we say even the collective difficulties. But A.K. Kurunandana, there's been a focus and service to the Lord. You probably give the example, you may have the cooking in the kitchen, and you may make some noise, right? You know, different cooks, different styles. There may be so much noise, but the ultimate end result is there. The offering is made to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the beauty of Prabhupada's movement, which we see nowhere else in the world, is where there is a collective of devotees who are empowered. Krishna Shakti Vinayana Karakramasana. They experience the momentum of becoming empowered in Parampara. So again, the difficulties, individually or collectively, actually in time, they will disappear. They will actually disappear in the sense of, well, yad yad karti shrestha. We have difficulties, then if we pursue the process of Krishna consciousness, then
will actually preach by example.
Those will know who have been in the movement for some years that when you become, you know, you may have various difficulties, but when you actually absorb yourself in the process, then others become inspired by that, and your own difficulties disappear. And what happens when you manage? So you take on the difficulties of others. You take on the burdens of others. So the beautiful process is very, very simple. And the marathons kind of help us apply our intelligence to seeing how Krishna can come in various ways. So here the kings have been relieved of a great situation. As described here, King Sahadev was ordered by the Lord to decorate them. They were bathed, decorated, and they were asked to return to the kingdom. But the Lord gave them various instructions, but don't make the same mistake again. Don't base happiness in terms of external perspectives, in terms of the body. The body is simply temporary. Of course, we don't want to be misunderstood here. Many times persons, you know, hear, oh, you people, those preachers, not the body. Oh, you're not this and not that. But ultimately, we see the body is a very wonderful field. It is a temple which we use in service to the Lord. So getting back to the principle of what helps us understand how to be fixed in Krishna consciousness, to use the body in the proper sense, and to see the different tests and trials coming our way in a perfect light, to work in harmony with the Supreme Lord. And again, this process, sambandha abhideya kayoja. Sambandha refers to the relationship to the Lord. One must establish a relationship. Abhideya, the process. And prayojan, the ultimate goal, the love of Godhead. But when there's an imbalance in terms of the focus on relationships, and not so much on the process, or not so much on the ultimate goal, then there can be some difficulty. For example, one can take the process in a sentimental way, or see it in a cheap manner. Or if you focus yourself just on the process and not so much on the relationship or the ultimate goal, the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations, coming to temples, chanting your rounds, etc., etc. You may go through all the externals of the process, but what about the heart? So we can take our temperature. If we meditate simply the goal of Godhead, this is the goal, but we don't understand there's certain stairways to attain that level of goal, sambandha and abhideya, then our understanding of the ultimate goal will be simply be theoretical. Prabhupada said, philosophy without religion can be a bit speculative, without a surrender of process to the Supreme. Or religion without philosophy can be sentimental or fanaticism. You see, what Prabhupada has given us is a complete bridgeway over the most difficult situations as we find ourselves in the sandbox of the material world. Prabhupada, he has given us perfect philosophy with perfect spiritual content. And then he gives us a mission, a society, and various marathons within the society to realize that process, to realize the power of the proper balance of sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. So today, in the wonderful sannyasa ceremony, we can actually go into a new marathon, another marathon of current of understanding the Vedic Siddhanta. We see Lord Chaitanya in the bathing of Lord Jagannath that a very symbolic, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when they bathe the Lord and the curtains close, Mahaprabhu immediately experienced intense separation from the Lord. And this is just a precursor to the whole experience of the Rath Yatra festival, where the Lord is absorbed in this whole meditation and the followers of the Lord of how to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. That mood of separation. And we see that the Sanatra is a kickoff to that whole experience, that whole marathon focus of separation from the Supreme Lord in terms of developing a sense of connection, a sense of using our mind, body, and word in service to the Lord. And we, so when we have these types of festivals, it underlines this point that Krishna is actually a person. I think it was with Pankajundri was relaying one nice pastime that happened in Mayapur 2 years ago. They after the Snanyatra ceremony, they laid the Lord down on the bed, and that night he got an incredible fever. And he figured he'd done some aparad and some deity, seva aparad like that. And he got up and just read it, you know, like a half an hour of the Bhagavad Gita. He's wondering, what have I done? Because he felt like sick himself. He actually felt like he had a fever. And so the next day, one of the guards, the chokidars for the Jagannath, he came up to Pankajundri and said, "You know what happened last night? I heard these noises inside the temple compound, and it was someone sneezing, ha-chuta, ha-chuta, and sobbing, and all this sounded like someone very sick." And he'd go closer and closer to the temple, and he heard this sobbing and sneezing. And he became so scared. He became very fearful. What's happened? What's happened? So then he just ran away. You know, it seemed so incredible, so inconceivable. He ran away and locked the door and went back to the devotee ashram. And then the devotees realized, well, there was only one other person. He just got bathed that day who was sick. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, the example is, everything in the material field is a perverted reflection of the spiritual. So we do see sickness on this plane. You've all experienced when the winter comes, the flus, etc. Stuffed nose like this. Well, the Lord, He engages in this pastime. Some have said that the Snanyatra pastime where the Lord gets sick after invading is described in Puri that many people come to Lord Jagannath. "Please, my Lord, please, give me a new cap, or give me this, or give me that." In terms of a sakama, you know, actually asking for the material motivations. And the Lord becomes tired in this sense of, you know, of course there's so many Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas coming offering prayers for service. But the Lord likes to take a break. But of course in this temple we see Lord Jagannath just likes to engage in his pastime in a sense of increasing that mood, that marathon mood, attachment to him. And he goes upstairs and the devotees give him nice beverages to recover from his health and write nice letters. It's just a sweet exchange. It's amazing. The Lord becomes, as Atmaram, he's self-satisfied, but Anathakam, he becomes controlled. He becomes dependent by his devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead becoming sick. Well, he does manifest that path by why? To reunite with his devotees, to develop those loving exchanges. So it's amazing when we know in this pastime here, Pankajundri was getting sick. And he realized it was just the Lord was wanting to give him this realization that I get sick. It's not just simply some type of festival. There was one sadhu named Jaimini Ghosh, who was the early, one of the first pujaris of Lord Jagannath. You know the history. Where the Lord was in Mayapur, Rajapur. Everyone who's seen the Jagannath deities in Rajapur? Have you ever seen him with a turban's off? Have you, Keshava? You must come someday. You come to Snanyatra. You must come someday in Mayapur. I don't know, what time of year is it? You must make that experience. It's just the most incredible. Lord Jagannath, what happened, I was able to render a little service. I was taking some photos of the deities, and I got some very beautiful photos, which actually, the day before I came back to Melbourne, I got a drill. I have one from my room I used for very well. I got these big photos, and with the permission of Pujari, I put these big photos of Jagannath right to his left and to his right. Right at the altar there. Do you see those yet? I got it without Janani or Pankajundri knowing, you know, because usually they try to block me to do these things, but they're there. And Jagannath, what can you do? You know? We have arrived, you know. And so the deities, so amazing, Lord Jagannath. He's got, it's like, how would you say, it's sometimes if you have like an afro, like those who have comp hair, like a round, you know, like what do you call it? Kinky hair, right? Sometimes those who, you know, there's a tendency in the fashion world to take curlers and make it like you know, straighter. So it's kind of like a partial comp, like that. So Lord Jagannath's hair is like, it's like a real, like waves, you know? It's the most amazing deity and how they sit up. So anyways, this Jamini Ghosh was walking, 15 years of age, he's walking down the street one and Navadvip, and this big tree comes down. And it was like he was convinced there was some Buddhas doing it. So he asked for protection. And then that voice came from the sky. And the voice said, "Do not worry. You can progress now. You have my protection." He kind of walks, okay. He starts walking on. He goes, "Wait a minute. If you're my protector, then," because he was wondering, some powerful entity was there. "If you're my protector and my real well-wisher, can you bring me back to my house?" And he was running towards the opposite side of Ganga of Nadia. So then he was picked up, brought down the road, across the street, across the Ganga, no boat. It's a true story. And brought right to his father's house. And he was amazed. And the voice said, "I am Jagannath, and I am very hungry. So you must come to Rajapur and start doing some puja. You must give me something to eat." So it actually is a whole pastime of how, in relation to Jagannath, that he would offer these different, he would have limited wealth, and either a tree would fall down in the courtyard and they would get wood and sell the wood, or money would be given in the hundi every day, just enough for Lord Jagannath's pleasure. And so it came to pass that this is actually right before the Jagannath Mandir was given to ISKCON, that the Lord made so many pastimes and arrangements to help his devotee understand his personal presence. "I am always there. I am always watching. I am always there waiting for service." So as we do our marathons, and as we can see in these today's transcendental offering to the Lord likes to invoke in our life, "I am a person, I am your best friend. And I'm simply waiting for your service." But what happens is, sankalpa vikalpa, we begin to hanker, we begin to lament. "Oh, well, I have this difficulty." We identify either with the machine, yantradhani maya, the machine made of material energy, or we identify with situations around the machine that we forget. That of the overall current of service and surrender. Like I've mentioned to Keshava this morning, that it's like coming to, every year we come to the festival, and it's like another marathon complete, another offering of service, another coming together, another kirtan. But it's like a kaleidoscope of various experiences in Krishna consciousness, which are dealing with a temporal field and an eternal field. The body, you know, in terms of the time and place, and because there is no time in the spiritual plane. But it's almost like the ultimate spiritual deja vu. I've done this before, we've done it before. And actually, in reality, we're just a few days left within this material field, and then by the parampara, we'll call us to another field of service. Whether it is back in Goloka Vrindavan, whether it is another preaching efforts in the material field. But it's all part of that eternal current. Again, with the proper balance of sambandha, avideya, and prayoja. That proper balance, that proper focus. We have difficulty when we lose. Like here, the kings, maybe due to some pride, maybe due to some affluence, forgetting their relationship with the Lord, they were imprisoned by Jarasandha. Have you ever had things chink, you know, like you have certain plans in life and all of a sudden they become upheaval? You're focusing plans in the service and you made this range or that range, and all of a sudden, somehow or another, by the range of the providence, Krishna pulls the rug. "Why did this happen to me? Why do I have this problem? Why is this happening to the collective yatra? Why? But again, Srila Prabhupada once said, and he said this here in Melbourne, that actually anyone who comes to render service to Krishna, even one time, they've begun turning the screw in Krishna's service. They've begun turning the screw. Krishna never forgets that. And he said that actually the devotees who come are very special. You never know who's sitting next to you. It could be Narada Muni. So when you see in that light that the principle of surrender of like-minded souls in service to the Lord, it is a unique arrangement. Nothing happens by chance. So the fact you've all been sent here to this particular field of service, to the lotus feet of Radhavallabha, is a perfect design. It is a perfect arrangement. So then we want to reinforce those arrangements, like insurance policies. We make situations where we can take advantage of how the Lord has come to us in a most unique way, in a most personal way. And as you try to serve the Lord, then there's a sense of empowerment. Like I always say, I always used to go in the country. And now I find myself in our traveling work, mostly in city environments. But we do make sure we find a few country environments to kind of keep proper focus. But it's amazing. We, as devotees, learn about the principle of rejecting our material sense gratification for the pleasure of another. Because when we sacrifice ourselves for the pleasure of another, Rake Krishna Marake, Marake Krishna Rake Ke. We understand the most amazing experience of Krishna. He's actually protecting me in all situations. And without His grace, I have no strength, I have no shelter, I have no protection. So if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can stop him. And we see that in world events. Due to those who are in the hard rain of karma, their protection is just simply Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham. That's all they're getting. They're experiencing Bhagavan in the form of death. But for devotees, experiencing a sense of being held, nurtured and protected, like the example with the cat and the mouse. The cat is looking at the mouse, and just like I was actually at Perth this part of the year. I just came home from Sankirtan, and actually it's funny, it was a little black cat came across the road. There's a black cat there. It wasn't Garungi. A little black cat. It looked like a little mouse going across the road. Grab the mouse, finish, it's right there in the spot. Of course, I'm not superstitious, black cat. But I must admit, actually, there's something to it, you know. Because the next day, I was in the mall, you know, inside the mall, and I was working with throughout the mall like that. And this big black security guard, you know, comes up, you know. But somehow or another, he made eye contact, but I didn't make eye contact with me, and I was able to, you know, there was no encounter. Where if I stayed longer, there might have been an encounter. So I really thought about the black cat last night, you know, and a little mouse, you know. I think actually, just by the mercy of the Lord, because I'm trying to serve the Lord in some capacity, that materially speaking, I would have been, my loving exchange with the conditioned soul would have been interrupted. But it's amazing, you all experience that in situations where, the Prabhupada says, if you cut your hand, those who are in the kitchen, it's amazing, I can't get it over in India, how they cut with the, like the guillotine facing towards you, and you like this, you know that? What do you call it? It's like a, it's you know, huh? But I mean, that's like scary. It's one thing, we're cutting like this, but it must be, anyways. I don't know if anyone works with one of those, but I'm sure it can be, get some lessons. There's a few fingernails. But it's amazing. All the tests that we go through is a perfect design. I simply want you to surrender to me. I simply want you to love me. So the Lord will manifest a particular leela and pastime to help solidify this understanding. I am a person. So today I'm going to have a big party. You're going to bathe me. And every year it's a cold milk. I remember that. You know, so it was cold. You know? And the Lord is like, you get sick. And all of a sudden, he brings all attention to himself. You know, he knows how Krishna, he loves bringing attention to himself. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the only person who can do it successfully. You notice, you know, in the material world, everyone's trying to, you know, I mean, you walk into the room and someone says, hey, you know, yeah, he's finished. Boy, he cut the most amazing curd yesterday. Come on, ears might perk up a little bit. Oh, who's saying that? Who appreciates him? Oh, sorry. But the point being is, it's like, you know, for devotees, you know, oh, how can I increase my service to Krishna? But for a materialist, one will think, you know, today was a boxing day today. You know, everyone's feeling, you go, I get to go downtown for big discounts. You know, I think some people, I talk to many people during Christmas, they don't buy presents. But I think they go afterward, correct? Forget about it with this, you know, Veda Vadarata, ritualistic performances. Forget about that. Let's just get a good deal. You know, save some money, you know? I love Australia. But it's like that anywhere. But it's amazing if you really know individually how the Lord enters your life in a special way. Or he gives you this difficulty, that difficulty, this problem with the health, that problem. It's a perfect design to give us just what we need. I often give you an example. You know, I remember going to the dentist and they put your Novocaine in the mouth and you can't feel your whole head feels like part of the chair. And they're taking the, you know, you have to take a tooth out. So they put the little straw, rounded straw, and, you know. And I won't go any further. But the point is, it's like you realize that this body you're trying to enjoy in so many ways is giving you so many impediments, so many problems. So you get some realizations that somehow or another, I've been given the association of devotees. Somehow or another, I have the association of the Lord, Nam, Vaishnava Seva, and Jivadoya in some capacity. I've been in honored to give Krishna to others in some way, shape, or form. So Krishna makes arrangements to kind of help us understand his divinity. And not in terms of just at a distance, but at a sense of becoming very close. Actually, the Prabhupada says that one should accept the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one's friend. So Krishna is Bhaktivatsala. He is a friend of his devotee. So on the marathon, have you realized a step closer to how Krishna is your friend? Anyone realize that? That Krishna is protecting, Krishna is nourishing? Well, one nice pastime which leads toward, describes that nicely, I've said it here before, many devotees have heard this pastime, was how in Puri, there was known as the Gatapatis. You know, they were actually the empowered servitors of Jagannath, and they were very much they used a lot of elephants in the service of the Lord. So one Gatapati wanted to get his son married to the neighboring king. So it came time for the Rathyatra, and the neighboring king came, but he saw the king of Puri acting as a sweeper in front of Jagannath's cart. He goes, oh, I will not give my daughter to the son of a sweeper. And he wrote a letter. If you want my daughter for your son in marriage, you're going to have to fight. You know, Kshatriyas have, you know, they get challenged there. You know? So in this way, the king was in anxiety because, well, he's the king of Puri. He's a servant of the Lord Jagannath. Hadn't picked up a weapon for 15 years. Just pakoras. And, you know, coal like this. Honey, will die Jagannath, die Jagannath, die Jagannath. So then the king goes, oh, no, what to do. So we have to get the army ready. Because when you're actually challenged, Kshatriya's got to fight. Otherwise, you know, it's what is it? You know, in terms of your ashram, you're not representing your ashram. So then the king said to the minister, okay, go get the men and get organized the army, the different generals. And all, you know, the generals are off, you know, doing Jai Jagannath, Kirtan, you know, distributing Jagannath pamphlets here and there, and, you know, making garlands for Jagannath, and, you know, having shnanatras, and, you know, Jai Jagannath. The army was nowhere to be found. And even when you found the general would say, look, you go ask so-and-so, he can fight. I'm too busy dodging and dodging. You see, no one's attacked the kingdom. No one's attacked the kingdom for years because they have respect. He's a servant of Jonah. So they were very much respected. So even the king, he picked up his own sword. You know how that looks? Wow. Yeah, how heavy those swords are. I think, was it in Puri, you can see Maharaj Prataparudra's sword that he has. They have the sword. It's, you know, it's not light. You know? And the king was thinking, if Gajapati king was like, wow, that was close. You know, had to sort of protect it, muscles involved, and, you know, the whole, you know, preparing to fight. And he went before Lord Jagannath. He goes, my dear Lord Jagannath, actually, the prestige of your servant has been challenged. This king wants me to fight. We can't fight these persons. We haven't fought for 15 years. The army's out, you know, learning the different arts of pakora cooking. What can we do now? Yeah. Except in this temple, you know, because this temple is like, you know, the facade is like first class. Radhavada, you're well fed. So anyways, in his way, what to do? So then the king offered his prayers and went to prepare for battle. And then what happened was is that there's a border of Puri, and on the border is actually this one hut, and there is this one Mataji named Guruni, who means one who serves the yogurt. So this is right between both kingdoms are there. So then these two soldiers. One black soldier on a white horse and a white soldier on a black horse are like, you know, they're going along, just two soldiers like that. And they're very hot and tired, so then they go to get some yogurt from Guruni. And big soldiers, very lucky, you know. And then, so then the black soldier says, oh, we want some yogurt. And she gave a big pitcher, you know, like in the old days, you know, the big old pub tablets had a big rule. You know, they get a big pitcher of yogurt. And the white soldier.
We want more.
Huh? Who are you guys? Okay, there. Poured more yogurt in there. And what happened about three or four times?
Glup, 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 glup.
Who are you, soldiers? Who's your king drinking so much yogurt like this? We are the servants of the king of Puri. He is our king. So then they kept saying, we need more yogurt, we've come a long way. Then she's getting anxiety. What do you mean? You're taking half a day of the yogurt. And then she said, look, I don't know who you are. She gave her the whole day's worth of yogurt, everything. And she went off to take rest. She couldn't stand it. It's rude, you know, soldiers nowadays are so uncouth. So rude, taking, just take all. You know, taking all this yogurt, I simply, you know, a little Vaishya is trying to do some service. And then what happened was, like a big bat, like we have big, you know, like in Mayapur, there's giant, I think it was Sitaram Lakshmi, you were saying how the smallest pot you have in the kitchen, right? In Mayapur, the biggest one you have is the smallest one you see in Mayapur, you know. The big bat, stainless steel. Finally they're getting stainless steel in Mayapur. Praise the Lord. Finally they're stainless steel. We're getting, at least for life membership kitchen. Anyone in life members, you get good treatment in Mayapur. But the big bat, put all the yogurt in there, and glub, glub, glub. Finished completely. And she's who are you guys? She got up, you know, she had so much anxiety. Who's going to pay for the yogurt? Huh? Oh, we are simple soldiers. We have, you know, the king will pay. When he comes, the king will pay. Huh? What? What's this? Then she said, I'm a single woman. I have no one to take care of me, and you're taking... You're saying that the king's going to give me the money? They wrote in a palm leaf, a message. You give it to the king, he'll give you the money. Then one of the black soldiers pulled off a necklace that he was wearing. And the necklace was an ordinary necklace. It was a diamond necklace. Didn't you have an oculus of soldiers in those days wearing diamond necklaces, you know? As you know, King Yudhisthira during the Ashwamedha Yajnas would throw the gold aside, you know, next, you know, this, you know, this. So anyways, she was thinking, now I'm in big trouble. Here I am, a poor woman, and I have this rich necklace, you know, what, now I'm in big trouble. Soldiers go off, and then they approach the neighboring kingdom, the king. Just two soldiers against an entire army. They blow their conch shells, you know, the army gets ready, and the king's kind of laughing. Ah, ha, ha! Where's the poor king down this time? He sent some sweepers to sweep before my chariot. Oh, goodness. Anyways, he sent one of his Achilles, you know, Achilles was a big warrior, you know, so every army has a real like, heavy gladiator, you know, they sent him down, you know, like this. And the black soldiers looked at him. That wakes everybody up. No. Burn him to ashes, right in the spot, just by his glance. And the whole army got prepared. Uh oh. Whoa, these aren't ordinary soldiers. Those are prepared, you know. And then the white soldier says, hey, you, king, you know, why all the bloodshed? Just you and your minister fight with both of us. And the king's pretty valiant because then, you know, okay, you know, we're going to go fight you. And they run out. And in a matter of moments, as you can well guess, the black soldier has his sword at the throat of the king. And the white soldier has his, sword at the throat of the minister. And they're both on the ground. You surrender. We surrender, yes, I'll do anything you want. And the black soldier says, I want you to write this down. I surrender to the sweeper of Lord Jagannath. And I will give you, O king, my daughter for your son in marriage. And I'll be there in 3 days. You write that down.
Yeah, whatever you want, whatever you want.
He wrote down a palm leaf. And then the black soldier and the white soldier on the white horse and the black horse, they, you know, they go back. And they go back through, and there's Biruni there, just recovering. Huh. You know, no yogurt, you know, no income, Dole's not there, nothing, you know. So, the black soldier gives her a second note. She says, oh, just see, everyone's paying with palm leaves nowadays. Because she has an extra still. Again, palm leaves, who are you guys, you know? And the black soldier says, look, you basically, if the king doesn't believe you, then you show him the necklace. But I want to show you this other letter too. Then you'll understand the whole situation. So then she goes, all right, you know, Providence has some surprises there. They went off. Then finally, the Puri king is now coming with his whole army. And they're very, very thirsty. What happens when you're thirsty? You want to eat yogurt, you know? So they asked for yogurt. And she said, you can give the king palm leaves, it's all I have. What a thing, the king comes, you know? It's like, you know, the king comes to your temple or your home. You take some palm leaves. You know, we have nothing, we have no curd here, we have no paneer, we have no milk products to offer you. And in this way, so the king was wondering, well, why is she so irate? Why is she so uncivil? And then he found out, well, you have these big, brutish soldiers who came and drank all my yogurt. And they tell me you're supposed to pay, but I'm lamenting, I don't think it's going to happen. So then, soldiers? They told me to give you this, and they gave him one of the palm leaves. And the palm leaf was where the king had written, the opposing king. I surrender to you, the sweeper, Lord Jagannath. I will give you my daughter in marriage. I will come and bring her in 3 days. They go, what's going on? We haven't even fought the battle yet, and the king surrendered to me. This is wonderful, but wait a minute, too good to be true. So then she taught soldiers. They came, and they drank all the yogurt. What soldiers? What two soldiers? He asked for a description. He goes, I'm just too like that. Wait a minute. And then they gave the second palm leaf, the first one that the soldiers had written on. And I said, my dear king, we have done you a small favor. Can you do us a favor also and pay for the yogurt? And then the king was like, he was just completely bewildered at this point. Because at the bottom it wrote Sai Jagannath and Balaram. Jagannath Balaram King. So then he's wondering, wait, this is too much. This is, you know, sometimes am I daydreaming? Is this possible? The king spread it to me. Jagannath and Balaram have come, they drank all this yogurt now. Then she said, here, the black soul told me to give you this. And she showed him the necklace of Jagannath. And then the king completely, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, passed out on the ground. And he fulfilled the benediction that the black soul earlier told her. Actually, this king will reward you. And he, the king, gave her 14 villages and made her the queen. She now became the queen of the villages. So we can see in this pastime how the Lord makes it very clear that I am a person. I'm always there. I'm watching you. And if you want protection from me, I will give you protection. So each of us, hopefully, this last few weeks have gotten some realization how the Lord, Radha Krishna Marika, that ultimately, that He's there, He's protecting. But Yoga Prachamaham Yaham, He's actually protecting, He's actually carrying what we lack, in preserving what we may lack. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. The process is so powerful. So hopefully we kind of can experience a little bit of that, of how Krishna is kind of given a certain sense of empowerment. And today is a very wonderful day to acknowledge the personal empowerment that is there, given by the Lord, that I'm a person, I'm making arrangements in your life. So please do individually focus on me, always remember me, never forget me. And then I will give you intelligence. I will free you from the jail. It's like the Lord had freed the kings from a disaster situation. I will free you from the jail of this material world. It's the jail of identification with this material body. And I will bring you back home. This is guaranteed. So what person would buy the ticket, check in the bags, and not get on the plane? Everything's arranged. You go to the airport, everything's there. We, Prabhupada, have given everything in a silver platter. And all we have to do, and Srila Prabhupada once said, one devotee before Srila Prabhupada was saying, Prabhupada, we're not going to get personal training from you. The society is growing big. And Prabhupada said, I'm doing the puja, I'm cleaning the floors. When I do puja on the altar, a pujari hands me the articles of worship. So I am doing everything. But by the mercy, by His mercy, we are each in our capacity of service being allowed to try and make a contribution in some area. Make it solid. And then you depend upon the devotees around you to qualify that service. Because to continue that type of external service, we need internal balance in terms of taking shelter of the Nam, Sadhu Sangha, hearing from the Bhagavatam. But today we can rejoice actually in the festival of how the Lord manifests us before us in such a personal form, and even will manifest symptoms of becoming sick. So our attention go to Him. He becomes controlled by His devotee. The Supreme Lord becomes dependent on His devotee. So this is one meditation we can have, and make plans for many future opportunities of service and surrender to the Lord. And in this way, understand that this Sanatra can be a springboard towards unlimited fields of dependence in personal interaction with the Supreme Lord. So I will stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Realizations from the marathon? Special time of the year. And I always honor coming back to Melbourne. It's a unique temple within the Ajayatra. Prabhupada, how much time do you spend here?
Five times.
Five times?
This temple we 75 people. Right. I don't know many months in Melbourne. Yeah, you've been installed to.
Yeah. It's amazing now. The fact that probably spent. How much time would that be? 5 minutes?
A few days.
Yeah. But probably, I mean, definitely the unique tirtha and unique devotees here come to offer some seva.
So I always feel honored coming back here. Various relationships in our eternal service.
All right, so I will stop there. And what time is the festival? 4:30? Is that when it? Okay, 4:30.
Yeah, we just encourage the brothers again that after breakfast in the time, they can go and help prepare Jagannath Prasad.
Ah.
For his offering tonight.
Wow.
Many offerings that have been made for Jagannath's pleasure. So, brothers, that time they'd like to get Jagannath's pleasure, please go after breakfast and just share it.
To become part of spiritual history. Lord Jagannath is very hungry. Yeah. He can have a big party, maybe overeat today, and then he has to recover. But we can become part of his whole lila. And if you don't become part, then he'll have to ask someone else to come along. But we won't have to worry about that, will we? Alright. Granthava Srimad Bhavatam Ki Jai. Jagannath Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jagannath Mahadev Subhadra Ki Jai. Jagannath Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jagannath Prabhupada Ki Jai.